Here's to the kids whose first concept of a half hour directly correlates with the length of an Odyssey episode.
Wait a minute. My watch is set by the studio clock. That means we have less than 5 minutes.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club. Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, hello, Camilla.
Not there. Not down the hallway.
Are you looking for someone?
Have you seen my sister?
Olivia? Well, not this morning. Can I help with something?
Nope. Sometimes I need what only Olivia can give. Her not being around. Since she's not, I'm doing fine, thanks.
Ah, you and your sister having problems?
It's just that I've gotten tired of Olivia go on and on about all the super cool things she gets to do while I get to do, let me think, nothing.
Ah. You mean her upcoming trip to the National Theater in Washington, D.C.?
Yes.
It's a wonderful opportunity. You should be glad for her.
I know. I should be. But I don't think that's possible. There are times that I feel just like an appendix.
You mean a book appendix?
No, those things that are in your body, but no one knows why, so they cut them out and toss them aside.
And why do you feel like that?
Well, because I know I'm part of my family, but I'm not an important part. I'm just an extra part with no real purpose.
Now, Camilla, that's not true. And you know it. Your family loves you.
Yeah, well, I love my appendix, but if it starts acting up, out it goes.
I think you're overreacting.
Olivia has all her cool things she does. And Matthew knows all the techie stuff and helps Dad with his computer. But me? I got nothing. I need a milkshake. Heavy on the chocolate, please.
All right.
So what have you been doing with your important and meaningful life, Mr. Whitaker?
Oh, the usual things. Stocking supplies, talking to kids. Oh, and I finished programming a new Inspiration Station adventure this morning. Oh, it's fun. Very different.
Different, huh? Could I try it out? Or do you want somebody more important first?
Oh, actually, I think you'd be perfect for it. Tell you what, I'll even start the adventure with you, if you like. Since it's so different from the normal adventures, I'd like to see how it looks from the inside.
Yeah! Can I bring the milkshake? Ah, life is always better after ice cream and chocolate. So, an old gravel road out in the middle of nowhere. That's an interesting way to start things. Though, it looks kind of familiar for some reason. Am I supposed to guess where we are? Because I'd say Africa.
And you'd be right.
It's so pretty here.
I think so as well.
Whoa, where do you come from?
I live here. This is my home. My name is Walter.
Hi. My name is Camilla.
It is nice to meet you. Hello, Mr. Witt.
Oh, well, it's good to see you again, Walter.
You guys know each other?
Yes, Walter and I are old friends. He's part of a special ministry here.
Oh, so that explains... That is...
Do not be embarrassed. I know the way I look can make people uncomfortable.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to stare.
I was badly burned when I was little. But I am strong and able now.
Oh, that he is. Walter's a bundle of energy.
So, Miss Camilla, what are you?
American, I guess?
No, I mean, are you a doctor or a teacher?
I'm just a kid. Nothing special.
But you can do something that other people cannot.
No, not really. My brother and sister are the important ones in my family. What do you do, Walter?
Not much yet. But I will. I have a dream.
What? Did you hear that? Sounded like music.
I dream of being something wonderful.
There it is again.
People sometimes feel stuck with nowhere to go, and I will change that. I will pick them up and carry them to a home. I will be a bus driver.
That's your dream?
Yes.
That's nice?
Not just nice, Miss Camilla. It is important.
Come with us like a breath drawn in, like a rustling field of grass and wind. Come and see as children dream of favorite things as yet unseen. There is water over there, waiting for someone like you to care.
They're right, see? Look, Mr. Witt, Miss Camilla. Is it not perfect? Come quickly.
What's going on, Mr. Whitaker? I've never been in an adventure this different before.
The inspiration station can head in any number of different directions, Camilla, depending on who's experiencing it. Both you and I are in Walter's dream, so a lot of factors are influencing what happens.
Mr. Witt! Miss Camilla! Come and see what I found!
Coming!
But where are those kids I just heard? And where did the music come from?
That chorus of children's voices is a sort of group of narrators. I think that was my idea. And the music? Well, it's just the beginning of interesting things you'll hear and see. Oh, well, look at this.
It is perfect. Just perfect. I think this is my answer.
It's just a broken down bus. If I were you, I'd ask a different question.
You are wrong, Miss Camilla. Can't you see? Behind the weeds? Beneath the rust? This is a good vehicle.
It certainly has potential. I'll check under the hood and see what the engine looks like.
Thank you, Mr. Witt. You see, Miss Camilla, this bus just needs love. It just needs help.
Yes, it sure does.
We must seek some. Come, my friends!
Was that an elephant? I love elephants! Woohoo!
My friends, animals are coming! This way! Hurry!
Monkeys! And pelicans! And giraffes! And a lion? A big lion! And it's coming this way! Mr. Whitaker!
Oh, it's all right, Camilla. It won't hurt you.
Ah! Was that a lion kiss, or is it tasting me?
Zumba won't hurt you. He's just here to help.
I've always wanted to pet a lion.
Well, then go ahead. Remember, your inspiration helps determine how this adventure plays out.
Here, big kitty. Wow, this is awesome. Hey, maybe I should imagine Olivia here. Then I could make myself be the important one, and she could be the unneeded appendix.
What do you think of that, Walter?
I think that everyone is needed, or God would not have made them.
I agree completely. The engine looks pretty rough, but I think we can find a way to make it work.
Excellent.
So, Walter, how are all these animals going to help us fix up your bus?
You will see, Miss Camilla. They will help us clear away the weeds and vines. The monkeys can help work on the engine, and we must give it a wash. Rachel will help with that.
Who's Rachel?
I am!
Miss Camilla, this is my friend, Rachel, and her elephant, Jojo.
Sorry, I didn't see you up there. You two just sort of popped in out of nowhere. That is one soft-footed elephant.
Does your elephant carry you everywhere, Rachel?
Yes, I cannot walk. So Jojo walks for me and lifts me up with his trunk like a superhero. And he has a number of elephant friends who can lift heavy things like a superhero, too. They make my chores easier.
And they are good washers.
Washers?
Show her, Jojo.
Well, at least I'm clean now.
Woohoo! I like that word. Okay, everyone, let's get started on the bus. Woohoo!
Yes, Miss Camilla.
This is looking much better.
I think the sky even even looks cleaner. The blues are bluer, and the grass is greener.
As I said, infants are very good washers. Did you fix the engine, Mr. Witt?
Yes, but the battery is dead. Still, I can imagine a way around that.
This is good news.
What is next, Walter?
I'm not sure.
I'd say this bus could use a fresh coat of paint.
That is a wonderful idea, Miss Camilla. And here was my friend, Roo. Come to help.
A cow with paint cans hanging from its horns. That's a fun idea.
Actually, it's a water buffalo.
Yes, the water buffalo and Maru have come to help us. Maru cannot speak, but his buffalo friend makes more than enough noise. Hello, Maru, my friend.
I have another idea. The birds can paint with their wings.
Painting birds? That's a great idea, Miss Camilla.
Thanks.
But we need my friend Deborah to help.
Deborah?
Yes, Deborah and her blue monkeys. They can use the birds like brushes.
Blue monkeys? Awesome. But they aren't blue.
Well, that's just their name, thanks to the bluish cast of the fur around their faces.
Hello, Deborah.
Hello.
These types of monkeys are everywhere in Uganda. Deborah, the monkeys can use the birds as brushes, okay?
Hello.
Good. I think it should be red on the roof and maybe a little yellow.
Hello.
And tell them to paint the tires blue.
Hello.
Walter, is hello all she says?
Deborah is not much with conversation, but she's great with monkeys. I'll be back.
Ooh, that's pretty, Deborah. Yellow is my favorite color.
Hello.
Mr. Whitaker?
Huh?
Is Deborah okay? She looks kind of weak.
Well, she has cerebral palsy, but she's one of the most smilingly pleasant people, don't you think?
What I'm saying is, these kids are all disabled. Deborah has cerebral palsy, Maru can't talk, Rachel can't walk, and Walter's been burned.
That is good! Good!
Yes, well, that's how they all know each other. They're part of a local orphanage here. But they're not defined by their special needs, Camilla. Those scars and weaknesses are just what you see on the outside, not who they are on the inside.
Deborah, your monkeys are painting me again.
Hello! They're so happy.
They sure are.
Mr. Whitaker, if Walter stops Effectus Inspiration Station adventure, why can't he imagine himself without scars?
Why would he? He doesn't know what it's like to be without them, and he doesn't feel sorry for himself or wish that he were different. He makes the most of his life.
Yeah.
Say, why don't we go help with the painting? That looks like too much fun to miss.
It does, but I think I'll imagine myself a raincoat.
Oh, but the sky's as clear as a bell.
I'm not worried about rain. I think those elephants want to get in on the painting, too.
Walter's dream is taking new shape with splashes of color, with wire and tape. Gorilla Grand Limited to put on new wheels by the mirror gas, watch and zebra squeal. But Walter, they're happy to work hard and strain. All the elephants watch Splash Camilla again.
Don't you dare.
What do you think of my bus now, Miss Camilla?
It's fun. The colors are so pretty. And those gorillas are strong.
Yes, Abda's friends can lift anything. We would never have been able to put on those new wheels if they weren't here.
Yeah. Who needs a car jack when you've got gorilla power?
Oh, I think we have everything we need to get this bus moving. Taban brought the diesel fuel from a town a few miles away.
He's the boy with the weasels, right?
They're meerkats.
They are so cute. You've got awesome friends, Walter.
They all want to join our journey. We have an African proverb. If you want to go quickly, go alone. If you want to go far, go together.
That makes sense. But where are we going?
To a place of happiness. That's where all good dreams go. But we need to get the bus started. How should we do that, Miss Camilla?
You're asking me? I don't know anything about bus engines. If my brother Matthew is here, he could help. He's the smart one. His inventors club is always working on mechanical things at Hagler's Junkyard.
Junkyard? I don't know of this.
Well, it's a place full of things like damaged cars and washing machines. Items that some people can see the value in and find the perfect use for.
You know, one time I was over there and Mr. Hagler's truck wouldn't start. Matthew and the guys helped him to do this thing they called a push start. Would that work for this?
Oh, well, it might.
How does that work?
Well, if you get the bus moving fast enough, sometimes popping it into gear will get the engine started.
But how could we get it going fast enough?
Maybe we could get the elephants and gorillas to push the bus up to the top of that big hill over there. And then we could roll it down the hill. Would that work, Mr. Whitaker?
Well, it just might, Camilla. You should give it a try.
Woohoo! Everyone, let us get on the bus!
You might want to keep your animal friends on the outside of the bus, Walter.
Oh, yes! Good idea, Mr. Whitaker. I'll tell them. Wait, Rachel! We need your elephants to push! And I've got your gorillas, too!
This is going to be awesome! I'm glad you're here to drive the bus, Mr. Whitaker.
Oh, actually, Camilla, I think I'll leave it up to you, Walter, and the others to finish this journey on your own.
What?
I have some things I need to do.
But I've never done this push start thing myself. I don't know how to do it.
You'll be fine. Here.
What's this?
Well, it's a little inspiration. I'll see you later.
Colossians 3. As God's chosen ones, holy and dearly loved, be merciful in action, kind in heart, humble in mind, and whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, giving thanks to God the Father through him. Okay, we're here. Tell them to stop pushing or we'll start coasting down the other side.
That's enough, my friends. Stop!
Stop! Stop!
Now what, Miss Camilla?
I'm not sure. I don't want to ruin the bus.
You can't ruin it. No matter what happens, it will still be a bus.
Rachel, are the gorillas and elephant ready to push again?
Yes, they are, Miss Camilla. This is so exciting.
All right, I put the bus in gear. Now what?
I think you turn the key and push that pedal on the left down.
The clutch. Done.
Once we get up enough speed, you just take your foot off the pedal.
The clutch.
Right. Ready?
Ready.
Ready?
Hello.
Okay, Rachel, let's go.
Push, my friends. Push.
We're picking up speed.
Are we going fast enough, Miss Camilla?
Wait.
Now?
Wait. Wait. Now, let up on the clutch.
I'm driving!
There's a road up ahead! Steer that way, Walter!
I'm driving, Miss Camilla! This is so amazing!
I think you're amazing!
Come with us like a wrestle.
I'm afraid the bus will go no further. We are all out of fuel.
Aww. It's so dark. I'm not a big fan of the dark.
I don't mind it so much. Well, maybe I mind it a little.
Did you imagine us running out of gas in the middle of the forest at dark with a bunch of scary noises all around us? I know I didn't.
Neither did I.
Hey, maybe we can use our imaginations and dream up something to fly us out of here.
Okay. I know! Everyone! Miss Camilla has had the perfect idea! We need kites!
That's right! Kites? I was actually thinking of something bigger.
The kites will be like wings, like hope! Everyone, make a kite from the scraps and strings in the back of the bus!
Hello!
Hello.
I mean, it took 3 gorillas to change the wheels.
You have to put it out the window. That way, the wind will catch it.
Yes! Everyone, put your cart out the window!
I don't think we have enough.
I hate to be a wet blanket, but I did tell you so.
Miss Camilla, where's your kite?
It's here. I just didn't think...
Please, Miss Camilla, we must try.
Oh, all right. But to be honest, I doubt that one more kite is enough to... We're flying!
It's working! It's working! Hold tight to your strings, everyone! Of happiness I told you about. And look at all the parents that have gathered here for you.
Thank you.
No, thank you, my friends. Now, don't make them all wait. Go meet your new family.
Thank you.
Walter, do you know all these people?
Not yet, but I will soon. Isn't this a wonderful dream? This is why I wanted to be a bus driver. To bring all my friends here to a place where they might find someone to love them. That is where all our dreams lead.
I think anyone would love you and your friends.
We have so much to give. Rachel cannot walk, but she makes me laugh and she is the best friend I have ever known. Maru cannot talk, but his eyes sing of God's love. Deborah may be weak, but she helps anyone with need.
And you, Walter, you're so... inspiring.
So are you. You helped us all get here. You're so smart. God knew we needed you. Sometimes it is easier to see how valuable other people are and harder to see the value in ourselves. I must go find someone to be my family now. It was good to meet you, Miss Camilla. Thank you for being my friend.
Thank you, Walter.
Yeah, I think that works nicely.
Hi, Mr. Whitaker.
Ah, Camilla, welcome back. So, what did you think?
I really liked Walter and his friends. Thanks for making that adventure.
Oh, you're very welcome.
It sort of got me to thinking.
Oh, about what?
Lots of things. My family, for one, and how we all need each other, and how God made us unique so we can do special things.
Ah, and anything else?
Yeah. I was thinking that it's wrong to not like ourselves, because God made us, and He doesn't make junk.
You're right. God sees us as we are, with all of our scars and our sin, and He loves us anyway. Because He does that with us, we need to show that same love to others.
Like Olivia.
Like Olivia. And everyone, really.
Yeah. Mr. Whitaker, that adventure was based on real kids, wasn't it? I mean, there's a real Walter and a real Rachel out there someplace.
Yes, there is, Camilla. There are quite a few Walters and Rachels.
I hope they can find families.
Yeah, well, I do too. They'd all make great additions to families that want a child to love.
If only people knew about those kids.
Yeah, someone should tell their story.
I know.
But who could it be?
I don't know. Wait, I've got it.
Huh? Who?
Me and Olivia and Matthew.
Really?
Yeah. I could write the story down, and then Olivia could draw pictures for it. She's really good at that. And Matthew could put it online for everyone to see. Oh, and my mom could tell everyone at the clinic or when she reads at the library. And Dad could tell everyone at his office and at the church.
Camilla.
Yes?
You did get inspired on that adventure, didn't you?
Oh, no, not at all. So, the story could start with Walter walking down the road by himself. But then, he sees a bus. And it's super...
In John chapter 15, Jesus tells his disciples, "You did not choose me. I chose you so that you would go and bear fruit." It's easy to get discouraged and feel that we aren't good at anything, like Camilla did in today's adventure. But it's important to remember that just as Jesus chose his disciples, he has chosen us as well. He has important work for all of us to do. When you're feeling discouraged, remember that you have a special job, showing others the love and goodness of God. Adventures and Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Walter's Flying Bus, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written by Bob Hoos, based on the book by Ed Strauss and Josiah Thiessen. Our director was Phil Lawler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Andre Stoika, Michaela Dean, Andre Robinson, and Zari Ari. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.